club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the street certainly won't. Hello, people. We are back again, back on YouTube with another tier list video. Did the American TV shows? We're going British. We're doing it properly. There's a lot more better programs on here, and this one we're definitely going to enjoy. Guys, how are you?
Good. Very good. This shit is coming home, boys. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's just depressed me. I'm good as well, Jack.
Good stuff. We're at home. I'm sure we're watching a lot of these over the weeks as we speak. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in here. A lot of childhood memories, some of this as well.
100%. Mate, I could watch some of these on here. I could watch over and over again. Personally, I don't know about you lot, but I feel like English comedy is levels above any comedy in the world. I don't know about Russian or Spanish or, I don't know, Jamaican comedy. Not personally watched it. But for me, obviously being English, levels above, you know, even watching American stuff, I know we rated all that, but I still don't think half of that stuff comes close to this shit.
Yeah, agree.
I don't know, there's a couple of stuff here which I think's absolute tosh, but you know, we'll see.
Cool. We've caught Tom on a good day today. Right.
That's such a good mood.
Right, so the tiers are obviously, without doubt, you're going to have a God tier, which is the best one. And as it's English, the next one is Pucker. For you non-English people out there, that means decent, bee's knees, kind of
a type of pie.
Yeah, it's a pucker pie. It's nice and tasty. Get stuck into it. Not God tier, but, you know,
Bosh.
Worthy. Next one is background noise, as it was with the last episode. Literally, as it says in the tin, background noise. Next one, never seen. Clearly, you've never seen it. And then we went with a kind of typical English saying that we use probably daily. First one is shite, or we're going to call it wank.
Can you elaborate on those two?
Yeah, yeah.
What do they mean?
Well, shite means terrible, or means I'm going for a number two. Number two, I don't know, do people use number two elsewhere in the world? is I'm going to go and take a poo. And wank, I'll leave that to Tom.
Similar to that, but it's an act which is quite sordid. So, yeah, best leave it like that.
Yeah, Jack gets right down with that shit. Right, let's crack into it. First one then, boys, is something I've never seen. Well, I think I've seen one episode. I believe it was Channel 4. Pram Face.
No, I've never seen it
either.
Yeah, I'm happy to put it on that category there. Next one then, we are going with this one is Max and Paddy.
I don't actually remember seeing it, but whether it was, I thought it was any good or not, I can't remember.
I think it was I'd say Pucker, but there's quite a lot of there's quite a lot of great shows here, so I'm not really sure, but I'd probably lean to Pucker for now.
I'll be straight with you. I haven't seen much of it. I've seen not one episode. The only thing I remember is, and I might be completely wrong here, but didn't they do a song? I know Max, or the guy did, Amarillo, wasn't it? And it was
Big. That's
right. I don't Peter Kay. That guy. Peter Kay.
That's it. Peter Kay. Didn't he, was it just him by himself, or was it Paddy as well?
No, it was just him by himself. It was just Peter Kay doing it.
Yeah, it was him and I can't remember the bloke's name that Tony Christie.
So that's was it the separate from this then? Was it not a spin-off?
Very separate.
Yeah.
Fair enough then. So
that's closer to Phoenix Knights, which was again Peter Kay.
Yeah.
And I think Paddy McGuinness as well.
I think it's a spin-off of that.
Yeah.
So I think me and Tom probably never seen it. Jack, you put it in Packer.
Yeah, I don't know whether that... I'm just looking at some of the other ones. Maybe move that, actually, to background noise. Because you've got to kind of rate it against...
We can come back to
some of the others. Yeah, yeah.
Right, this one is my mum's favourite. It's called Gimme Gimme...
My mum's as well.
Is it?
Yeah. So, well, not favourite, but puts it on every now and again.
This is what I mean. So I don't know, me personally, if it is... Well... It's one of those things I just avoid because my mum watches it.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
It is the comedy in it was because you've got like the Tom character who's a very extravagant homosexual, and you've got the sex edit woman there who's actually quite ugly. But it was to do that in the 90s and early 2000s, pretty out there for that time, if you know what I mean. I wouldn't particularly sit down and enjoy watching it. It would probably be background noise for me.
I might be background noise. I remember it being a massive thing. Well, my mum used to watch it all the time. So on that basis, I can't say it's shit or wank, but it's just background noise. Fawlty Towers. And if you
I would it, say God it's got to.
I've only seen clips of it, to be honest. It's probably not the best start. These first few I've not really seen, but I promise you I've seen a lot of them, but not these first few.
I'm going to pick random. I don't know.
It's got to be at least Pucker, because it's got such history to it, and like you can watch it, and I wouldn't just sit there and go off and do something with it in the background. I would actually sit and watch it.
It's one of those things... I haven't watched it, I'll be honest, but I've been recommended to watch it so often. That and one other thing that should be on here, Blackadder.
Oh, it should be as well. But there's so many different types of Blackadder, because you had Blackadder from the Tudor times, Victorian times, Elizabethan, World War II. It almost never ended, did it?
Yeah, so I'm happy. I'll put it in Parker for now. I know, Jack, you've never seen it. I've never seen it, but based on what probably most of England would say, it'd be there. It potentially could be
interesting. Do you know what's interesting? It's only ever had 12 episodes.
What?
It's got such a cult following. There's only 12 episodes.
Seriously?
Two series. Yeah.
Oh,
mate, I'd be well disappointed back then. Yeah. How can,
I know.
I don't like when things
I'm
end.
Tempted to watch all that now then. If it's only 12 episodes, you could just bang through that as well.
Be well good to have that impact.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to pick randomly now. We're going to go with this one. Uncle.
Ooh. So, fun fact about that one. That was filmed in my secondary school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it was.
You didn't see any of the filming, did you? Or
no, it was actually after
school.
It was after it changed from Ashburton to Oasis. So didn't see any of the filming part.
What are you saying?
I think it's
go on.
Probably Pucker, I would say.
Really?
See, for me. For right now, it'd be background noise. At the time, it was quite good. I feel like Pucker's too. I feel like that word seems a bit too much for that tier. But
I would describe it as an easy watch.
Yeah.
Background noise. I never found it easy.
You might be right about that, but I would be concentrating, I suppose. Yeah. I'm happy with background noise.
Yeah.
No, it's ultimately it's two against one, isn't it? So it sort of averages out. So yeah.
That's it. Right. Let's go with what Tom used to look like when he was younger. Bottom. For me, this is got to.
I've loved it. This is the lower, probably the lower end of God tier.
Do you know what? I actually never liked it because where it got a bit
repetitive,
gory, and a bit repetitive, and when it was young, when it came out, I just used to hate it being on. I'd actually get up and go out the room.
Oh.
Yeah, I never watched it when I was young. Jordan used to have all the DVDs. I didn't watch it till I was about 12 or 13. So I've got the right time. I remember Alex used to always rewind this one scene. Do you remember?
Yeah, man. It was a fire scene. His head got caught on a fire or something.
Yeah.
It went camping. Mate, it's...
He was in my shed. We were watching it and, yeah.
Yeah, he kept rewinding it. I don't know what that was about, but, for me, this is God tier, man, because... what's his name? Adrian Edmondson, isn't it?
Adrian Edmondson.
And who's the other guy again?
He's married to, what's her face?
Yeah, her.
Famous actress.
That one.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
I can't remember her name now.
We know what you mean.
Is it Jennifer Saunders?
Which one? The one that was in Vic, I don't know.
No, that's Storm French.
Yeah, same shit, really, isn't it?
Colleague, yeah.
I didn't come on here to IMBD or whatever it is. I came on here
for enough. So what are you saying, Tom, for that one? For bottom?
Well, you both think it's like God tier or Pucker. I thought it was shite slash wank. But...
So should we put in Pucker then?
Yeah.
Cool. I might have to use my trump card later on for that one. Right. Summer Heights High.
Shite for me.
Shite.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Looking at some of the stuff on this list, I'm thinking this is below them. So it's hard. It's not particularly. It's not shite like some of the American shite, but it's shite by British standards for me. But where do you have it?
For me, at points in my life, I would have put this God to, but. For me, it's Pucker now. I can't put it God tier compared to some of the stuff on here, but yeah, it has to be Pucker for me because some of the shit, I don't know how he gets away with it. And I don't think it'd be allowed nowadays on TV, maybe, but yeah, just the way this guy portrays people, the stuff he gets away with. I mean, it's too funny, man. It's so funny. I don't know whether you haven't given it a fair chance of recent.
Maybe, because I know he's got some other stuff, hasn't he, this bloke?
Yeah, they're pretty similar.
He's got other characters.
I mean,
yeah.
I think it's Jermaine. He had a spin-off show from a character in this one, called Jermaine.
It was like a...
Private school.
Howie type bloke, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm going Pucker. Tom's never seen it.
I've seen the memes. Like, is it which one's Summer Heights High? Is it the one with the...
Yeah. It's like, I'm so random, that one, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
That one. Because you had the meme where he's resigning from the his job. And I saw that meme going around where it's like people saying, oh, this is how I want to resign or whatnot, or how I feel after someone turns up 10 minutes late. There was all that meme going on.
I might be getting this confused with... another one of his shows, to be honest, because they're all quite similar.
They are, yeah.
Just going to look. There's one called Jamie. I think that's the one that I've seen.
Yeah, Jermaine. That's the one I'm saying.
Is he the one who gets his testicles out in every picture? Like in every picture, he's just got his balls out. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
In Summer Heights High, yeah. Basically, one of the kids, I think his name's Jonah, in the classroom, he's a bit of a little shit. He breakdances at lunchtime and stuff, and his tag or his graffiti name is a picture of a dick and then Tation, and his name is Dictation.
<For fuck's sake. laughs>
What a legend.
Just put a knob gag out and that's it. Jordan loves it.
That's it, man. Can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, Parker for me. Never seen for Tom or potentially seen some memes. Jack, you think maybe shit went?
I actually think this might be never seen for me. I think it's Jimmy, which Jimmy, I've seen, yeah. But I thought that was shit, I think.
All right,
but
so...
Yeah, I think it might average out a background noise, but technically, I've never... I really don't know.
Yeah, another one I might have to use my trump card with. Right. Young Offenders.
Never seen,
Tom?
I've seen one or two episodes, and I think it's shite.
To be honest, I saw a couple. Some of them were right, some of them were just rubbish. It's one of those shows that were on like 12 o'clock at night on like BBC Two. You don't really.
There's a reason for that, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plebs.
Shite. Yeah, but I put it on, and we just literally sat there, and after like one or two episodes, we're like, shall we watch something else?
I would say probably background noise. I remember it used to come on like really late, and you was only like half ever watching it.
Yeah.
It used to be on at like 11 at night or something, one of them shows. So I don't think you could ever properly get into it.
Thing is, though, if it's at that time, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
The way I see it, if it's really, really late and it's not grown up, like Plebs, the actual, what it is, could, if it was any good, could be played at any time of day. It's not like it's bottom where it was gory or Bo Selector where there's lots of swearing and sexual references. It didn't need to be late because of a watershed. It needed to be late because it was shit.
Right,
that's where I see it.
I think for me, a couple of points I'm going to make on what you both said. I think I just mentioned that 11 o'clock, that's not late, man.
It is on a school night.
Yeah, the school night. although this came out whilst Jack was at work. I think for this, the reason why it's background noise for me is it used to be Bald Lion Parker at the beginning when it first came around. Because when you first, I think this came around just after.
Well, outnumbered.
Plebs. It came out. In between is finished. And we're looking for, they're all from that same, a lot of these shows all bring the characters, don't they? They all take characters and put them into another show.
Yeah.
And this is quite funny. It was quite slapstick and whatnot, quite one-liners and whatnot. But then it got a bit draggy on. It was on ITV2, I think, or BBC3 for a while. Yeah,
I would describe it as, rather than background noise, maybe it's all right. But either way, it's still a mid-tier thing.
Yeah, exactly that. So moving from Plebs. Seeing as Tom mentioned it, we'll go with Ali G, or is it the Ali G show? We can also... Bo Selector, I don't think that was him. I think Bo Selector was... What's
Keith
his name?
Lemon. That was
Keith Lemon, yeah.
Keith Lemon, yeah.
But Ali G did feature in a couple of them. And
so the film was god tier, but this isn't the film, is it? This TV show, which I'm not familiar with.
I never saw it. I wasn't old enough or allowed to back in the day. And I just never watched it.
My parents are bad. They just said, yeah, this is a standard TV boy. Grow up.
Yeah, I feel like I mainly watch Bo Selector around your house as well. So, yeah, it's probably the same.
He used to interview people. And Americans should know this guy straight away. Sacha Baron Cohen? That is his real name?
Something like that.
At a time, because I was probably too young, but... He is good to it in terms of himself, but probably Pucker. So, but you've never seen it, so that outweighs it. So, never seen.
There are people up and down the country now fuming, screaming at that, especially if you're like 30s to 40s.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was a bit of a wide move there, boys. The Mighty Boosh.
Wasn't for me. It was that sort of genre where it was at that time where it just wasn't for me. Like, I remember a couple of people from my school watching it and quoting it and laughing. And I just never really got it.
I never watched it either.
But I know my sister.
I think it was the wrong type of genre.
Thing is,
I think that was the core thing.
Yeah, whether it is a thing in England, but you mentioned your sister there. Like, a lot of people tended to grasp onto people like the actors. Like Noel Fielding became big. Mm. There's another one.
Yeah.
White guy, whatever his name is. The actor in that, he became they all got loved off for some reason. But yeah, for me, never seen it, so can't comment whether it's shit or wank. And Jack, you've never seen it, and Tom, not for you. So that's cool. Right, the UK Office.
Shite.
I feel like Jack's.
I'm gonna say. Pucker, probably.
You've seen it? Okay, good.
I've seen it, yeah.
Pucker as well. It's that
the thing. For me.
Go on.
No, you go.
It's the slow. It's the dry humour. That's you gotta give it a chance. These kind of shows to build up to learn.
To be fair, I haven't seen tons of episodes, but I've seen it from the start, and I've probably seen the first season. Because that was all that was on Netflix, I think. But I don't know if you definitely do need to give it a chance. I sort of liked it straight away, I think.
For me, the problem was that it was put on when I was younger. So like my mum and dad used to watch it. And it sort of like killed it for me, because being that age, I just could not stand it. I'd have to get out the room. Ricky Gervais makes my skin crawl. So... It's just basically, it's like, you know, when you've got the worst meal growing up, and you get to a certain age where you see it in a restaurant or whatever, and you just bring back memories and you'd never have it again. Like, you might even like it, but you just cannot physically stomach.
Sausage and tissue is that for me, man.
Oh,
Jack's house once, and all they serve is sausage and tissue. And
served.
Was it expensive, Jordan?
Right, I didn't have to pay because I have mates' rates.
Did you leave a tip?
No. I don't know, Jack, did he?
But yeah, sausage and tissue, no, I can't be having that. But yeah, back on that. A fun fact though, Ricky Gervais is Jack's dad's mate, isn't it?
They used to go drinking together in the Union Bar in, I think it was maybe UCL or one of the London unis. Even though my dad never went to uni, but he knows him. He knows him from, like, I think it's the late 80s or something like that. So before he got big.
I don't know whether that's another one of his he nutmeg Pepe.
I think that is Pepe. Did you say Pepe story?
Yeah,
he nutmeg Pepe.
He's claiming that he nutmeg Pepe. We could do a whole, we could do a tier list on Jack's dad's stories and shit. It's brilliant.
I mean.
Okay. Well, I'll put it in Pucker anyway, because it evens out, really, because I thought it was good. Jack thought it was good, and you've hardly seen it. Or no, did you say it was shit, or did you say you've hardly
seen it? I said it was shit. I hate it.
Shit.
Well, anyway, it evens out somehow. Right. White Gold, then. We mentioned that guy, Ed Westwick, I think it is. I started watching this Netflix, and... It wasn't too bad, but I can see it being background noise because I did kind of stop watching it.
It should be better than it is, though, because it's got, like, two of the in-betweeners cast.
Yeah.
But I'd probably say Pucker.
Okay.
I never saw it.
All right.
Yeah, stick it in background noise for now.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some good ones coming up.
Right. Seeing as you mentioned in-betweeners, now I've had a brief conversation with Tom before this podcast, and I was very shocked to hear his response.
What was your response, Tom?
Go on.
basically, before I say it, I can appreciate why people like it and where the humour comes from. I really don't like it. I really don't like it. If it comes on, I leave the room.
What?
Yeah, it's not for me.
Leave the room?
Yeah. I cringe at it. It's I can't do cringe humour, which is why I don't like the UK office either. I can't do cringe.
I wouldn't say this is cringy. There's one that's really cringy, which is still out there.
No, I don't mean cringy as in, like, the humour's cringy. It's just the situations. Okay. And, like, you just see it and you think, well, there's clearly an obvious way to avoid this situation. But no, they go headfirst into it and it's like, oh, what?
Yeah.
You got to relax. And it's just
I'd say this is probably the number one show on the list for me. And actually, I think this is possibly the most popular show in the UK in our age group.
Probably. Yeah. I can see why it was funny.
I routinely, like, when we're just sitting down eating dinner, like, this is what we'll put on just on 4OD. We'll just get up in between us. Just go, yeah, watch some of that. But if you're saying it's shite or wank...
Oh, no. Sorry. I'll have to put it in between us.
No, because we've got the goal. We've got the one move at the end.
All right, fine. But let me just... In between is more iconic than the Queen.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
America tried to copy it, and it was such
bad. Oh, have you seen that? It's awful. The casting
like three
of
or four, though.
Is the worst.
There's three or four shows in here which they have tried to do. There's three or four shows they have tried to copy. Like, I know they tried to copy the IT Crowd. They tried to copy In Between Us.
Yeah, but the copy of it was... I've never seen a copy so copied, if that makes sense. Like, the Office in America, at least they had the idea Office, but the jokes were completely different.
Yeah.
If you watch the copy of In Between Us America, literally line by line, it's exactly the same.
That was the same with the IT Crowd. You had, yeah, like, you had the guy played by Ross. Have you seen, you know, Community that I talked about the other day?
Yeah.
You had the cool guy from that playing the nerd, and it just didn't make any sense.
It doesn't translate. This is the thing. And the thing with In Between is it was so, growing up at that time as well, it was so relatable. Like, RJ was probably Alex, I would say. And
like how he said it, while he's not in the call.
He knows he would be RJ. he knows that.
What, Alex?
Like, yeah, don't you think?
Yeah.
And, like, just the way the situations, right, it may be a bit far-fetched, some of them, but it was just a typical bunch of English lads, wasn't it? And some of the stuff they went through and some of the comebacks that come off the back of it, like, you Bender, or Bumder, is it Bumder? Bumder, isn't it?
Bumder, yeah.
Bumder. What else? There was other stuff like...
Briefcase Wanker.
Yeah, Briefcase Wanker. Bus Wanker. All this stuff. Like, the one that makes me laugh quite a bit, and it's, I don't think anyone else will find it that funny, but the one where, is it Will, he goes up with this really tall girl, and she seems to think that he's going out of her. Like, he's actually said, well, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, and yeah. And then when she's done...
At the end, he calls her fucking Eiffel Tower and shit. And just the way he executes it, it's just too funny. I can't. All right, fine. Because of averages, we're gonna have to put it in Pucker. But
Do you know what? Because it is such.
Oh, well,
I've got it between everyone else. You can put it in God tier.
Thank you.
I just don't really. Thank I never you. Really liked it.
Thank you. No, that's very kind of you.
You're welcome, mate.
All right. Seeing as you mentioned RT Crowding.
Yes.
Where are you going to put that?
God tier.
Jack, thoughts?
It's all right.
Oh, I love it. Do you know what?
I've seen tons of it, but it's probably between All Right and Pucker for me.
I've never seen it.
really, do you know what? It's one of them where it would be like the it'd be like the in-betweeners for our generation, for those who worked in an office, if you know what I mean. Like the stuff
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But the office is like that,
right? Yeah, that's
as
the
well.
Office. Yeah.
No, but the office, I think, is more. How should I put it? It's not as light-hearted.
Satire.
No, I think the IT crowd is more satire. If you know what I mean? Not even satire, actually. It's just, I just find it generally more light-hearted and more amusing to watch, and it's still something we put on today.
Yeah, I think. Because you feel quite strongly about this one, I'm happy for you to have it in God tier.
Thank you.
Because it's a bit like the in-betweeners scenario.
I think there's backhanders happening in this episode. I think that's
to be fair, both programmes have been copied line for line by the US because they think it was that good. If yeah, you're not.
That's a fair enough comment. Yeah, okay. Right. Father Ted.
Background noise.
90s classic.
I'd allow Pucker because it was something I'd actually sit and watch, and I wouldn't just get up watching it. I think, was it? In fact, it might have even been Father Ted that had the 12 episodes, not 40 Towers. Yeah, I know Father Ted only had two series. I think it might have been both.
Didn't he die or someone?
He died
or something.
The old man did, but I think he died.
The lead character died early. Just the lead guy.
Yeah, but, my cousins absolutely loved this. I think I basically watched most of the episodes when I was out in France, and they had like the DVD, so I've only really seen it in a... No, it weren't dubbed.
Oh.
They speak English, didn't they? So, yeah, I don't, my memory's a little bit sketchy of it. So, Pucker's probably fair.
It was one of those, again, situational comedy as it is, but just some of the stuff that happened. I think the classic scene is obviously the one where he's seen as being racist, and there's that he's waving. I think it's a Chinese bloke from memory walking in, and this. I think the town believe he's racist because some. Not that he was. I think there was something that happened, and people had this impression of him. This Chinese bloke was walking towards the door, from memory, and I think it was just to give a gift or just to speak to him, and he's waving at the window, but he doesn't realise there's a mark on the window, and it sits just in front of his top lip, so he looks like Hitler. And it's just things like that.
It's all his hand movements as well. He's trying to say, look, there he is. And he's open-handed and whatnot to show, go over here and whatnot. But because from the other side, in his posture, like he's just... we'll call him Wayne Hennessy, doing a Wayne Hennessy.
Exactly that. Pucker. Right, Love of the Apollo. Now, it's a hard one to pick, and I don't know how...
I've got a hot take on this.
Gordon.
Shite. Because if you truly like the comedian, then the 5 to 10 minutes that you're going to get on Live Apollo is not going to do it for you. And if you don't like the particular episode because of the sort of cast on there, then you're not going to watch it anyway. So I was thinking this is hard to rank as well, but I'm just going to go and say shite. Because ultimately, if you like the comedians on there, you're going to watch their DVD or get their set on YouTube, and you're going to want to watch more than 5 minutes of it or whatever.
That's a fair point, because a lot of the big names that we know anyway just do a small set or a small chunk from what is a famous DVD they've got anyway. But it is actually seen as quite a big deal for a comedian, especially an up-and-coming one, to get on there.
Yeah,
if you think
I like the idea of it, I think, and it's I don't know, I'd rather just if there was a lot of comedians I'd like, I'd almost rather them be on a panel show for an hour, like Mot the Week, than just get 5 minutes of them on Live at the Apollo.
That's true. I feel like Live at the Apollo, though, is like, because like you see when Catherine Ryan first came on the scene, she first came on through Live at the Apollo. I'm pretty certain Paul Chowdhury, from what I saw, became more popular from Live at the Apollo.
A lot of
there
it.
Is a lot. Yeah, I'd say it's background noise because it's just,
yeah, I agree.
It's there. You recognise the jokes. It's okay. You had the guy with the eyebrows, like, he was from Middlesbrough and he had the eyebrow joke. He just kept doing expressions with his eyebrows. Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he came big through Live at the Apollo.
I think it's a massive thing. To be, like you said, it's a massive thing to be on there. The Lost Voice guy as well, he was on there. Do you remember that guy who won, I think it was like Britain's Got Talent? Or, yeah, well, he was, I don't know if he won it, but he was on there. I mean, there's a, thing is, I understand what Jack's saying. I completely agree, but over the years, I think because it's been on for so long, it's kind of reached its peak, and I think that's the thing with British TV. I don't know if it's the same over in America or elsewhere, but when we've got something that is good, we rinse it to the point where it's just annoying to see on TV.
I like, disagree, to be fair, but I think the Americans do that because, like, if they've done it with the Big Bang Theory, it's been...
No, but that's over here. We're not doing it. We're still doing it. We're just doing it with American TV.
Yeah.
We don't know how Americans do it, do we? Because we don't live in America.
I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying, they rinse it anyway, because they rinse it dry. Because like in 2.5 Men, it was rinsed dry just for TV programmes. Argument's sake.
That's what I think happens with Thingy. The Apollo, though. I feel it's been rinsed too much.
Well, it used to be Jack D Live at the Apollo, didn't it? Because he used to be the host every night, and then they just got rid of him and got someone new every week.
And that's where it's gone. I think that's what's happened. What's happened there is once you've peaked and, you know, can't really perform at Live at the Apollo, they normally come bring those people back, don't they, to introduce up-and-coming acts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of become a little gateway.
Cycle.
Yeah, a little gateway to get into bigger things, but... I agree. Background noise is what it should be, I think, because it's not. It wasn't shit. Just yeah, but I can understand where Jack's coming from. Right. Cold Feet.
Never saw.
Seen it.
That's a good one, then, lads. Lee and Dean. Never seen that. For me, this is Pucker. Definitely give it a try. I'll put it in never seen, but it is.
Was it BBC or?
It's similar. It's Channel 4. Definitely, it's just situational comedy. It's just funny. It's typical British comedy. If you like Stav Less for That, which I'll go on to next, this is one you can definitely watch. So give it a shot. Stav Less for That. For me,
I don't like Stafford, so I love it.
Oh, that's good.
That's one of my favourites.
Never seen.
Tom, I swear you have to watch it. I don't know. I really can't gauge your comedy likeness. But just give this one a try. Honestly, it is so funny.
Okay.
He does it with his sister, I believe. From a Greek Cypriot. And they run shitty little estate agents. It's based around his dad owning the estate agents, and he's trying to get to management. But he's just an absolute idiot in it.
Is it a bit like a British version of Arrested Development? Although you haven't seen that, have you?
Never seen that. Man. Just watch one episode, and you'll know whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Right, Green Wing.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Happy day.
Nice and quick.
She said. Russell Howe was good news.
Pucker.
I'll go Pucker.
Probably Pucker. Lower end of Pucker, but...
When it first came around, this is, I used to watch it religiously.
Yeah. I think it was that was the time when it came out, when he was like the biggest, or well, definitely one of the biggest comedians about. Yeah. Don't really hear from him as much anymore.
He still does it.
Yeah. But he's got one recently where he goes around Australia and New Zealand. That's what I'm saying. These people from Live at the Apollo, they end up getting proper big and go global, wouldn't they? But
I didn't think he got big from Live at the Apollo. He got big from Mock the Week. He was like a regular on that with Andy Parsons,
was
wasn't
always
he?
There, wasn't he?
Yeah, and his sister, I'm pretty sure she's an actress of some sort. But, but yeah, I like him. I think he the way he views the world is quite good.
Do you know what I've realised we haven't got on here?
Go on.
Is Ramesh Ranganathan travelling with his mum, Jack D travelling with his dad.
Anything he does is good, yeah.
Yeah, Rob versus Ramesh, that's a good one as well.
Ramesh should be God tier.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we could have thingy as well, League of Their Own, stuff like that.
Oh, I can't stand League. Well, do you know what? I used to like League of Their Own, and I think it's when John Bishop left. After that, it got really, really tedious, really over the top laddie, just with no sustenance to it. So I just really switched off it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've got a suggestion for the next one.
Go on, Em.
You mentioned Russell Howard's sister.
Yeah.
She's in Him and Her.
Oh, she is, isn't she?
Yeah.
I like this, Him and Her.
Yeah, I like this.
Never seen it.
I would say...
High-end pucker?
High-end pucker, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What's that guy with a beard? Oh, man, he's always...
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Wilkinson.
Yeah. He's so funny, man.
Yeah.
In this as well, I think this, my favourite one's when they get married. Is that they get married or his sister gets married or something? Her sister.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Right, Misfits.
Never seen.
What?
Tough one. I want to say God tier, but I don't know if it's better than bottom.
At the time, this was... I don't know whether this came after... in between.
It did come after In Between Us, yeah.
Because I feel like...
It was like the replacement for it.
Yeah, it filled that void for me at the time. Yeah. And it was unreal. The guy, I don't know his name, the main guy, the Irish lad, was so funny.
Yeah, he was Clark. He was one of the best characters.
And even when they replaced him, I think it was like the last couple of series, they replaced him with that other guy. I can't remember his name. He's quite a good actor as well. I think he replaced him from Sheffield or something.
Yeah.
Even he was quite good. So,
I'd probably put this in God because looking at some of the other stuff, I'm not sure any of it's as good as that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm putting it in God. Right, Come Fly With Me.
I don't really know. It's sort of probably a bit background noise / height.
Thing is, though, like with Come Fly With Me, like it was basically Little Britain, but when you realise it was just the same jokes, just so in an airport, it just seemed like regurgitated shite. So for me, it's got to be on shite wank.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it's a... Yeah, you only see clips of it, don't you, really?
And even then, it takes ages for anything good to actually come along.
Yeah. All right. So we might as well put Little Britain in.
I've got a little story about Little Britain as well.
Let Tom say where he's going to put it first.
Yeah.
The problem is that Little Britain at the time was probably Pucker and God tier when it first came out. But the jokes are just so... out of this time, if you know what I mean. Matt Lucas blackfacing and whatnot. It's just not acceptable today, if you know what I mean. So sorry to be the dampener on that, but yeah.
I still think it's God tier.
I would say I would probably say Pucker, but I would have said God tier at the time. But I feel like if I watched it back now.
I still
like it, but not as much.
I watched it maybe last year, maybe. So during lockdown, I had obviously be able to time to kill, and Netflix is, you know, you can only watch so many things on Netflix, and Little Britain was on there. I've probably been taken down after. I think a load of shit was getting taken down at one point, wasn't it, last year?
Mm.
There was rumours that In-Betweeners was going to get taken down and stuff.
But, yeah, I heard that rumour.
Remember, yeah, I think Little Britain was one of them that did actually get taken down, but and it's understandably why. But I must have watched it before that happened, and it was still funny. I mean, some of the stuff that is on it is very bad. But at that time, you knew no different at that time, and we were very young anyway. But
yeah, we probably didn't understand some of the stuff.
Yeah, but like it's the stuff like the and you see the memes going around as well at the moment anyway. Like the Prime Minister or the Member of Parliament coming outside to greet the press.
Yeah.
You see that all the time, and I don't know, the only gay in the village getting jealous when there's clearly shitloads of other gays in the village. I think it's just very, very funny. It was iconic at that time. I mean, when I think of my childhood, Jack will carry on with his story, but I think of obviously Little Britain, I think of the 2002 World Cup and Total 90s.
Yeah, well, me and you did our own Little Britain sketches, didn't we?
Yeah.
And recorded them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we did. My mum's probably still got it somewhere, on like a VHS tape. What did we do? We did Andy and whatever his name is.
Andy and Lou, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I want that one.
And to anyone who hasn't seen Little Britain, that is going to sound the shittest joke and wouldn't make sense at all. it was just fucking hilarious. At the time, it's just a guy in a wheelchair who's clearly not disabled or anything, and they'll go around the shops and be like, "I want that one," and then while his caretaker was like, I don't know, picking up something for him, and it'll be the same thing every time. We just get out of his wheelchair and just peg off.
yeah.
And I don't know why that was just hilarious, but it was. You've got to be God tier, man. It has to be God tier.
I've got to say Pucker.
Alright.
And what's Tom saying?
He's saying
Pucker's probably the mid anyway.
There's a few Puckers that could potentially get up. Right, Benidorm. I think it's shit wank.
Same.
I've never seen it, but it looks shit.
It is. Not going out. Is it not going out?
Yeah. Do you know what? When it first came out, I actually really liked it. But then the more it went on, the more I was just like, Lee Mack just doesn't suit situational comedy. He's actually really good on like panel where it's just like one-liners. Like when you watch Would I Lie to You?
Oh, so he's brilliant on that. Yeah. He's so good.
Yeah. But on Not Going Out, for me, it's just background noise. Early stuff is like background noise, Pucker. And now the modern stuff is just shite. Like, I refuse to watch it. Like, he's now living with Lucy. The character arc's finished. There's no more progression for it. But they've got, like, three kids. And it's just, like, I they're happily ever after's done. I don't really want to know anymore. It's more like that for me.
Yeah. Yeah, when Tim Vine was in it.
Legend.
I hate Tim Vine as well.
I think background noise is probably fair,
because it was Pucker, then it went shite wank, so background noise,
happy medium. This Country.
Oh, I love this one. God tier.
Never seen.
I wouldn't say God tier, I'd say Pucker. I can't have this one in God tier if Little Britain's in Pucker.
They're actually quite I suppose they're not that similar, but yeah. Go Pucker for now. I'll have to think about what one I want to move, but I feel more strongly about another one on here anyway.
Okay. Lee Nelson Show, I think it was.
Never seen.
Oh, this is tough. I think probably background noise, but it's got the potential for shite if I actually watched it again.
Yeah, because at the time, it was
all right. At the time, it was all right, but...
It was more meme-worthy. That was the thing exactly, that made it feel like...
But it's just really cringy. Like, this is the cringy one I was referring to earlier.
Yeah. I think I'm borderline shite.
I'm happy to go for shite.
But I feel bad because at the time I was actually into it. Like, basically, it was just some bloke on a stage and he'd be speaking like, "All right, man, what's going on?" Like, shit. And then it'll be like, and then it'll be like, his fat mate will be on the side who doesn't speak and he'll be like, "You are Omelette?" His name was Omelette. And he was just a fat guy in like a tracksuit. And he'll be like, "Ooh."
Yeah.
And then there'll be like jokes. Some of the jokes are quite good. And then it'll like move to a sketch of him dressed as David, a footballer, or like looking like David
Bentley or something like that.
Yeah, David Brentford or something. Yeah, and then he'll just be acting like a typical footballer. And he moved on from that, didn't he? Then he started going into press, like real life press conferences, and being a little prankster, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
Running on pitches and stuff. I don't know, mate. I think it was quite funny at the time, but yeah, I think if I watch it now, it'll probably be wank.
Mm.
What are we saying? Wank?
Yeah, not enough wank.
Wank as opposed to shite, I think.
Yeah. Idiot Abroad. For me, this is God tier.
I don't really know it. But I know of it, but I think because it's on Sky, so I've not really seen it.
The thing for me is that I've seen clips on like Facebook and whatnot. And
yeah, that's all I've seen, clips.
But the clips you see are very watchable. Like to the extent of pucker.
Yeah.
If it's got Ricky Gervais in it, it makes my skin crawl, and it's that brings it down.
I don't think it has got Ricky Gervais in it, though.
It
hasn't.
He's
just Carl Pilkington in it.
Yeah. Ricky Gervais will be then in it for like maybe 2 minutes, and he'll just say, "Right, you're going off to, I don't know, Venezuela," and then he'll go off and he'll do some mad shit, and he'll get set tasks basically, like, "Yo, you've got to go and meet. You gotta go and jump off a cliff or some shit," and it, because of the character that Carl Pilkington's like, he's just very dry, very like, "What do that?" The way he views life, and it's just so funny, and like some of the stuff he comes out with is just brilliant. He reminds me a bit of that. I don't know if you know Mark Goldbridge from United Stand on YouTube. I don't know if you ever watched that, but yeah. Pucker.
I'm happy for Pucker.
For me, it's God tier, but
I'm not really. Yeah, I don't really, not really seen it properly. So,
right, Skins.
Never.
There
seen.
Was a phase. I think everyone had a Skins. Maybe not everyone. Then a lot of people had a phase. Of watching it. A little bit. It was when that Cook bloke was in it.
Yeah.
I think I was watching it just because everyone else was watching it.
Yeah, you had no choice. I guess I remember your sister being like, properly obsessed with it. I didn't find it funny.
No, it's not. But then,
these
aren't all comedies necessarily.
I don't know. I think it was okay. A background noise for me. It wasn't amazing, but I suppose it was relatable at the time growing up. Maybe some of the shit that was in it.
Yeah.
So Tom's never seen. So background noise, you happy with that?
Yeah, go for it.
Cocu, I've never seen it.
Is that
never seen?
What's that, Philip Cocu?
Hey. I actually prefer Philip Cocu to this.
Fair enough.
That's
I've it. Not seen it, but I think
never seen then.
Yeah, it's got.
2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
I think this might be background noise.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's one of them. You watch your show on BBC Three and then this comes on.
Yeah.
You can't move to change the channel.
You're waiting for some sexy suspicious parents. That's what you're waiting for. We'll go
probably
with
Family Guy, but yeah.
Yeah, man. You're up at past 10, Jack. It's late for you. Fresh Meat.
11's late.
I've never seen it either.
I'm going to say Pucker, but because you guys have never seen it, put in never seen.
Okie dokie. Derry Girls?
I think it's Pucker, you know.
I've seen one. I saw one episode once, and I thought it was shit. And then I don't know. I started watching. I was up really late, like, you know, I think it was like 10. And it was on E4, and I started to put it on. I said, "All right, I'll give it a chance." And it's quite good, isn't it? It is another one of those ones where they get into mischief or some shit, and we'll go Pucker. All right, this one. Come on, lads. Only Fools and Horses. You're going to tell me you ain't seen it in your time, and Jack.
I've not seen loads, but the episodes I've seen are very memorable. So there's one where Rodney goes to an art competition or something.
Yeah.
And he's like 13. He pretends he's 13.
Yeah.
And I think, is there one where they win the lottery or something? The episodes I've seen are really good.
Yeah. Mate, you also got the fancy dress one where there goes Batman and Robin.
Yeah, Batman and Robin.
And then it turns out that they changed it because the guy's birthday was actually died, and everyone's in funeral wear. They're a different kind of fancy dress, and they're just in a funeral dressed as Batman and Robin because nobody's told them. But like, the van breaks down partway through, and they're running through like a dark alleyway, and you have these like robbers trying to mug someone, and they suddenly see coming out the fog is like Delroy and Rodney dressed as Batman and Robin, like Adam West version coming through, and you see them. Berg just like tack it and run and leave them alone as they're running towards what they think is a party, which is now a funeral or a wake. You've got Trigger's broom as well, innit? Where it's like, I've had the same broom for 15 years, but I've gone through 10 handles and 13 heads. It's like, well, it's not the same broom then, is it?
It's so good. And do you know what I'll say? That this is like the Johan Cruyff for British comedy.
I'd say Pele of British comedy.
Yeah, but what I mean by that is it produced a style of football / comedy in Britain where it was just perfect. It was, for me, this one is God tier. This is up there. I think in terms of maybe this one is more iconic than the Queen, as well as Inbetweeners. I think Inbetweeners is the modern day version, not exactly the same, but Only Fools and Horses has to be God tier.
Go for it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well done, thank you. My Family.
God tier.
This is God tier. Like my dad.
I like, my favourite one was when Nick suddenly goes into the Christmas tree business and he fills the whole downstairs with Christmas trees. And like, the dad gets mad and tries to chase him around. And Nick's just popping up every now and again, taking the mic. And he just suddenly starts the dad tries to filter around, lost in the Christmas tree, and suddenly gets across the sofa. And the mum's just sitting there, like, reading the magazine, just not fussed, just not caring, just going, oh, well, it'll go soon.
She's always been. This is the most timeless one on out of all the shows.
Relatable one.
I think this might be the most timeless one on there.
Yeah,
100%. All right. Siblings.
Never seen.
I've seen some of it. Yeah.
It's Pucker for me.
Background noise.
Background noise. It's Pucker for me. I think again. Those two work really well together.
I think they're both good characters, yeah.
Yeah. It's very good. Well, I'm going to say Face Jack or Phone Jacker. I think it's only Phone Jacker on the picture, but let's put it in together. I think, personally, this is Pucker. I can't put it up with Only Fools and Horses, but it was just brilliant watching, you know, Cherry Tibbs. Brian Brodundi. Hopefully you two have watched it, because I just sound like a dickhead otherwise.
I didn't really get on with it, to be honest, but there's obviously a couple of them are in another show which I really, really liked, but I didn't particularly like this one. I don't know if it's fair to say shite, but
this is the, yeah, what, it can't be shite. He's got the you got your bank account details. Sorry.
I don't remember enjoying this one.
Do you wanna buy a plus three?
Yeah. A dividend.
Wanna buy a dividend? I would say it's really the problem means? Is it's not background noise because the whole concept of the show couldn't be background noise.
No, I can't.
But to put it as pucker would be a stretch for me.
Oh man.
So I'll put it as background noise because I wouldn't say it was shite wank.
This might be one of my options to move up, I think. All right, I'll put it as background noise. Right, Jack said some of the characters in that. Well, there's only one guy playing it, so the character in that was in another show, and I believe that show is Phone Shop.
Yeah, that's God tier for me.
God tier for me as well.
Never seen.
Oh, Tom, I'm going to have to send you a list after.
That's an excellent show.
Honestly, and it's based in Sutton, which is near us.
Yeah.
They
do mention Croydon as well.
Yeah.
Croydon branch.
Basically, it's a phone shop. There's a new guy who's called Newman. And the characters are in there are just so funny, man. I mean, again, I think the two of them, I think it's Dwayne and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Is it Dee?
I can't remember. But they're like womanizers, basically, aren't they? They think they are. Yeah, they think they are. And it's just so funny the way they're trying to get women, teach this, they call him Newman, teach Newman the tricks of the trade. Because if man a ting, he a ting, innit? But the way, and this is Newman saying this stuff.
And he's really posh.
Yeah, he's like a uni.
Like he's like, had to be like a vogue man.
He's just very funny. So yeah, Tom, definitely give it a watch. Right, talking about Roman, I think this is another one that can go on God tier. People just do nothing.
Never seen.
Oh, mate.
I'm going to let you have that, yeah.
Yes, throw your K's up.
I don't feel overly strong about it being in God tier, but...
Has to be.
It's quite good.
Mate, it's got a film coming up.
Especially Chibadi G is one of the best characters on TV. I think he carries it.
Hello. He's too good. Peanut dust. Right. Where are we going next? Motherland.
Don't even know what that is.
Never seen it.
Good. If you've got kids and a family, it's very relatable. I think it's pucker, but if you've never seen it, I'll put it in never seen. Jack, I suggest you watch it. Because Georgia might like it as well. Let's see. Bad Education.
Yeah, this is strong. This is strong pucker, I think.
Yeah, very strong pucker.
Never seen it.
Ooh. Tom, we definitely got a list for you later on. If you have time to watch all this stuff. Right, Jack, you know the name of this one.
Coming of Age.
Never seen it.
So, it can't be better than Lee Nelson.
Nah.
It can't be better.
It's got to go in shine.
Yeah. Yeah. Some Girls, is it called?
Yeah.
Never seen.
I like this one, yeah. I think it's probably lower end of pucker.
I remember it being okay. I don't remember it being puckered. I don't remember it being like, yeah, this is the one. It used to be on in between something for me, from what I remember.
Yeah, it was one of them. These three ones again. There's quite a few of these on there.
So I'm going to go background noise for that one then, if it's in between. Yeah. Friday Night Dinner.
This is God tier for me.
Shite.
Background noise for me.
I have strong feelings against this one.
Do you know what?
How strong that you're going to use your lifeline for it?
Do you know
put
what?
It, put it in background noise for now.
Thing is, if I'm going to pick out of Parker or Godtier and Shitewank, I'm closer to Shitewank than I am Parker or Godtier.
Yeah. Oh, right. Jack, what's your reasons why it's Godtier?
Mainly the dad character. Jim, the neighbour.
But don't you find it so fake? Right, do you know, whenever I've watched it, I've seen it, the brothers, it's just so, it's so obvious, it's so obviously acting. Like, they'll be like, hello, pie face, or some shit, and hello, screw face, and they'll slap each other, and chase each other around the room, and they're like 25 and over.
And it's just, yeah, that bit is a little bit, it's like one of them things that just happens at every episode, but
I think it loses its immersion.
He reminds me of my dad, Martin. Like, even the fact that he never wears a top in the house. Like,
that is true.
Yeah, I just think it's so, relatable. Mainly because of the dad. But yeah, I think Jim and Wilson as well. So, I'd have that in God.
Cool, mate. All right.
I've just realised there's a TV programme which we haven't actually got in here, which I think does deserve to be on there. It's also got Tamsin Greg on it. Flatbooks.
What's it called?
Flatbooks. Have you never seen it?
No.
Oh, so it's like Dylan Moran in it. He's like a drunk book owner, and you get Bill Bailey comes in, becomes his assistant, and in the end, like, living slave, and then you've got Tamsin Greg, who's a shop owner next door, and it's just the stuff that happens. Oh, it's actually really good. Like, it's quite a cult classic. It was one when we were younger. Like, I put it on now and I'm still laughing. Like, I don't know, my taste of comedy is apparently not the usual, but it is actually really good, and that's one I actually recommend. It's like Channel 4. It's got Bill Bailey in, so it's going to be good. And Dylan Moran, who writes lots of things. And it is actually quite funny.
All right, I'll have a look at that. But, yeah. For me, it's probably almost guaranteed to be better than this. But Jack thinks it's good here. You think it's
background noise. Closer to Shite Wank, though.
Let's put it in background noise for now. So, yeah, I may have to use... There's a few things I may have to use my little trump card for. The next one is, Jack, help me out with this
How
one.
How Not to Live Your Life.
How Not to Live Your
this
Life.
This is very niche, but I love this one.
Yeah.
Never seen.
This was God tier at the time.
Yeah, I'd probably have it God tier. I remember doing a thing where I did, like, my favourite shows, and this was on there.
This is one of the ones, I think, if I remember correctly, he lived... His mum died, or his nan died.
His nan died, and he lived in a house.
And he
got a butler, carer, basically, for free.
Yeah, because his nan's carer was there, innit?
Yeah.
And he basically, he used to wait on him hand and foot. And this guy just done everything that you shouldn't do, hence why it's called How Not to Live Your Life. And it was just, he narrated over it, basically, saying... And it would have like little rewind bits.
Yeah, and the segues were just like, Tom, you said about Family Guy and not using their segues. This was like proper good segues.
Yeah.
But the way that they did it.
Very good show. Very good show. Right, well, we're near the end, lads. So, right, Miranda. Shit wank for me.
Yep, shit wank.
Shit wank. Jack.
Probably. Yeah, probably that or background noise.
Shit wank.
Bit average. Rubbish, isn't it?
Outnumbered.
Parker.
Yeah, I like this.
Parker.
It's like a modern My Family, but just not as good.
It can't be.
That's a good description, actually.
Parker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's...
Royal Family's next one.
Christmas viewing.
Yeah, that's it. Apart from
so
that,
is there actually a series? I didn't know if that was just the Christmas or.
No, there was a series to it. I never actually.
That's actually background noise. I don't think I've ever properly concentrated watching it.
Neither have I, background noise. Even if I'm sitting there doing nothing, you never really actually take in what they're saying.
True.
Yeah.
Shameless. This reminds me of your dad. Check.
What? What, Frank?
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's actually hard to remember. I've not watched this for years.
Never seen.
So I don't. I'm gonna step out of this one.
All right, we'll put it. Never seen him. Name is it out. Alan Partridge.
Parker.
Surprisingly, never seen it.
That's like a British classic.
I know, he's like an icon, isn't he? And people go, that was very Partridge.
Yeah.
That's great banter.
Yeah, this is where it's all got. Yeah. Definitely have a watch. Vicar Dibley.
God.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You see what I did there? Did you see what I did there?
Very clever. Very
clever. Thank you.
I've never seen it.
Wow.
What?
Isn't it?
It's like you didn't have a TV when you grew up.
Do you know what I mean?
That, you have
I was
to...
probably watching...
Songs of Praise.
Lenny Henry instead.
Oh, that was a good show.
All right, fine. You've never seen it. That doesn't deter it away from God tier, does it?
No, you can't.
No, there's two in God tier.
Yeah, we're some God tier. Right, last two. Now, I think this is very good. King Gary.
I don't know what that is.
Never seen it.
What's his name? I'm pretty sure his real name's Gary as well. No, Tom.
Is that Tom Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because he's in, what is it? You've got, what's that program? Detective in Murdersville or something like that, or Murder in Celebrityville or something like that, and you get like all the celebrities come in, and there's like a stage.
In the court, yeah.
No, that's from Ashranga Nathan's one. No, the celebrity one where they like you get like escape room, but they've got to figure out who the murderer was, and that is
good. That's I'm thinking of the same thing. Yeah,
no, that's Ashranga Nathan or Judge Room.
Yeah. No, this one is like you get like you dress up like celebrity in a police outfit and then you go off and you get like these impersonate other celebrities and then you get clues from what's happened and why Elton John's been murdered or something like that. And then you'll get like
that's not this King Gary thing.
No, but it's the same guy. But that other one, Murdering Celebritiesville, is I think that's what it's called, is God tier.
Well,
I've never seen it. It looks shite.
This one's pucker.
I'll take your word.
Is it a cooking show?
No. For those that listen on audio, this is just a picture of King Gary.
He's got an apron.
An apron. Jack, with a simplistic mind, thinks it's Ready, Steady, Cook.
That was a banger, though. Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yeah, it was.
That was banging, yes.
See, hurry up. That's probably one of the funniest. If they made that into, I don't know if you've seen that clip from Ainsley Harriet coming in to meet someone from this morning. I think it was this morning, some old woman. She's like 90-odd. And he walks through the door as a surprise for her. And she shits us. Ainsley Harriet from anyway, sorry, got off track. Sorry.
Did you get all the memes coming in his face, like where he's smiling, like manically?
Yeah. what a legend. Right, yeah. I think we're gonna have to put this at never seen, but you definitely have to watch that. I think there's a new series coming out as well. Romish, isn't it?
No,
yeah. Right, last one, and I really don't rate this. From what I've seen.
What?
Gavin and Stacey. I don't know, that's against everything British.
God tier.
Never seen.
Good man. What does that mean, though? Background noise.
Well, it doesn't matter, because if we go into our special picks, so now we've finished it, we've got one chance to move one, I'll move that into God. Gavin and Stacey.
Tom, you can go next.
I'm going to use my special one to move Gavin and Stacey back down.
Where to?
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not allowed. I mean, it's funny, but I'm not allowed to. What do I want to move? Do you know what?
Pretty good list.
Do you know what? I'm not too unsatisfied with it.
No, there's one, I think, for me.
You know what? I'm going to move the UK office to shite.
Where do we put that? Oh, Pucker. Okay.
God, I literally can't stand Ricky Gervais.
Okie dokie. For me, I mean, is it a bit weird that can I move a never seen one?
You can, because it's your choice.
Yeah. It's between Summer Heights High to Pucker or Little Britain. Does that go higher? Because thing is, that God tier could have another level, I feel. I feel like there could be another level where it's just Only Fools and Horses in between us.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, okay, I'm going to go with... Yeah, fuck it. I'll go with Summer Heights High to Pucker for me. That rounds it off then. Right, so I'll go through them. Try and go through them quickly. Right, God tier. In Between Us, IC Crowd, Staff Let's Flats, Misfits, Only Fools and Horses, My Family, Phone Shop, People Just Do Nothing, Vicar Dibley. Jack, remind me of this one again. I keep forgetting this fucking one. Is it Not Going Out or... Jack, is it
Not Going Out? Sorry, the screen's gone back. How Not to Live Your Life.
How Not to Live Your Life, that is it. Gavin and Stacey's God's here somehow. Pucker, 40 Towers, Bottom, Father Ted, Russell Howard's Have I Got Good News For You? Is it Good News For You or Good News?
Good news.
Little Britain, Him and Her, This Country, Idiot Abroad, Bad Education, Derry Girls, Outnumbered, Alan Partridge and Summer Heights High. Background Noise, Max and Paddy, Gimme, Uncle, Plebs, Some Girls, Love It Apollo, Not Going Out, White Gold Skins, 2 points of Log and a Packet Crisps, Siblings, Face Jacker, Phone Jacker, Friday Night Dinner. Ah, that's what I should have done. I should have put that on Shit Wank. Royal Family, Never Seen, is Pram Face, Ali G, Shameless, King Gary, Mighty Boosh, Cold Feet, Liam D, Dean, Green Wing, Motherland, Koku, and Fresh Meat. And
Before you go on, King Gary, is that the one who runs the football team? It's a kids' football team he runs in one of the episodes.
He might do.
I think I might have seen it.
He might do. He's got a bit of money behind him, but I think it's from his dad.
Possibly.
It's a good show anyway. Shite Wank, we've got Young Offenders, Benidorm, Come Fly With Me, UK Office, one of Tom's picks, Miranda, Lee Nelson Show, and this one again.
Coming of age.
All I can say is British comedy is up there. Although I didn't think it would be this separated. I thought it would be quite hard. I thought it would be harder.
I sort of made a conscious effort to try and put some a little bit lower sometimes.
Yeah.
If you were comparing these to some of the American shows, like...
Oh, yeah, wipe it
off. I don't think Lee Nelson would necessarily be shy.
Yeah. Yeah. Lee Nelson versus American in-betweeners. Lee Nelson would be got to.
There's a lot of programmes here which I've put as background noise, but if I'd rather turn the TV off.
Basically, kids, get out. Don't watch TV. Love it, man. I think that's very good. If anything, I'm saying the complete opposite, but go and watch some of these shows. I think some of them, some of them are...
Watch them from outside.
Tom, you need to watch...
You're giving me hints. Like.
Tom, you need to watch Phone Shop. You need to watch People Just Do Nothing. Staff Let's Flats, definitely. Edit Abroad. I think Jack didn't watch that one. And Summer Heights High. I don't know if you watched that one. But yeah, Jack, Alan Partridge as well. That is it, boys. Thank you very much. Thank you for watching or listening. Check us out on the socials at FT Low Podcast. But as always, keep it FT. No.